Imitators, episode 360 of You and Me and Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp. I'm your host, Doug Culp. Happy turkey. Happy stuffing your face with food, if you were able to do that. I'll be releasing this on Black Friday, which is when you'll be hearing it, and hopefully everyone's staying safe and not going out for specials and deals and sales, because that's when people are most huddled together and when the most germs can spread, so, you know, just be safe out there. Hanging out, my mom and dad got this hotel room for the Thanksgiving weekend, and then my mom was like, oh, I don't know, I don't want to travel because could get sick, and I mean, that's a completely valid concern right now. Like, I was picked up at my car and driven up here, and we're all hanging out, but we're wearing masks and still being safe, and it's been a fun couple days. Check out Star Trek Enterpods on any podcast platform, and there's now 18 episodes live, ready to go, ready for your ears and your eyes. Because my dad and I just recorded episode 18 last night. Very cool episode. Very cool show. Star Trek Enterpods. What else? I smoked a joint yesterday. And it was awesome. It was really good. But it must have been the way it lit. Because I lit it with my electric, like, arc lighter thingy. I bet if I would have lit it with my hemp wick, then it would have burned evenly. But what I'm getting at is I got about halfway through the joint, and then the part that wasn't burning dangled and then fell off, and I'm like, oh, shit. But then I grabbed it and put it in the dub tube that the joint came in, and I'm going to smoke it later. Probably not later today, but just later, and I'll still have it. I wonder what the most sturdy method of packing a joint is, in regards to the way it is wrapped up at the end. Because you know how there's the kind where, or if you do or don't, but there is a kind where it just kind of twists off at the end, and it looks like a little plastic bag that was twisted off. And then the other way is it's like, instead of grabbing it and twisting it, I think you're packing it down and then just like folding it on top of itself. 1, 2, 3, 4 times probably, maybe 5. And I mean, I bet that's the version that burns most unevenly. I'll have to do many, many more copious tests. So, whoa! Oh, I drove up here. Couple days ago, to be like, well, I'll just stay up here for a couple days, and then When they come to pick me up, it wouldn't even be a big deal. Because I was going to stay in the parking lot of a Walmart. And there's like three separate Walmarts around here. And I go to one of them, and I park, and I'm like, all right, this will be a cool spot. And I'm looking around, and I see this sign that's like, no overnight parking. Violators will be towed. It is prohibited. Fuck you. I'm like, whoa, that's an aggressive sign. So then I went to one of the other Walmarts, and they have the same signs. And then I went to the third one, and they had the same signs. And I'm like, motherfuck, you, Walmart, you should be supporting anyone who comes in, because, I mean, come out. I mean, come out. But especially if you have people sleeping in your parking lot. Sure, they'll use your bathroom, but they're also gonna buy groceries from you. They're also gonna buy shit from your store. Just fucking open your parking lots, Walmart. Fucking do it. Fucking do it, Walmart. I guess there are some where you can park overnight, but few far between, probably. I wonder how that drive-in thing is going that they made, where they're like, we're gonna put a drive-in theater in the parking lot, and it's free, and we're not gonna play any new movies. That was a sticking point for me. I'm like, what the fuck? Why the fucking goddamn fucking. But you know, who cares? Who knows? It's the pandemic. It's rough times everywhere, and hopefully everyone is staying safe. So we tried last night. We did play a game of Ticket to Ride, which was fine. Like, Ticket to Ride is fine. It's like a very good starter board game to be like, do you know what a board game is? Cool. Do you understand very, very slight complexities? All right, cool. Well, here's the game. And then, I mean, it's a slippery slope to be like, okay, can we get more rules in here and more cards and more things to deal with while we're taking our turn, or while we're not taking our turn, or there's just so many great board games out there. I've been reading Ready Player Two. I'm 18 pages in, and I'm very excited with where it's going. I was gonna say, hopefully, I'll be finished reading it before Christmas or my birthday, but I think I'll be finished reading this thing pretty quick. It was funny because the day I got it, I was like, yes, fuck yes, I'm gonna stay up all night and read this, and it's gonna be fucking great. And then it was nighttime, and I was like, shit, I'm really tired. And I like barely got through. But I mean, you know how those moments when you have a lot of energy and you're like, I can do anything. I don't have those moments a lot anymore because of Lyme disease. So that's annoying, but I occasionally I'll have moments where I have more energy than other moments. That's kind of nice. Oh no. Okay. I'm seeing if I could just lay the phone on my chest and record this way, and it looks like it's going to work, so that's cool. What else do I have to talk about? Not too terribly much. Fuckface is still in the White House. And they're like, I'll leave if the Electoral College votes for Biden. It's like, what the fuck? Like, we're going through exactly what he said was going to happen. Last year? I think it was maybe last year. He was like, there'll be votes, and then we'll sue the courts, and we'll take it to the courts, and then blah, 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 blah. Okay. It's bullshit that the DNC, is it the DNC or is it Biden and Harris that are like, hey, can you give us money so that we can transition into the White House since Fuckface is like being a crybaby about it and not doing the transition? Some bullshit. Some crybaby, rich daddy bullshit. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. Damn, this is going to be a short episode. I truly don't have that much to talk about this time. Let's see. I made a call a couple days ago, which could potentially lead to me having a temporary spot to park and just kind of live while I'm getting my shit together and while I'm finding employment. God damn, that's been so fucking hard. Like, way harder than it used to be to get a job. But I think now, because the pandemic, the jobs that are out there are very secure, and whoever has them is not going to let them go. And then there's the jobs that are hiring are probably looking for a very specific thing, very specific people, and I'm just... like, I just keep getting emails back. Hey, thanks for turning in that application the other day. Unfortunately, we're going to go the other way. We're going to go with someone else. We're going to go with someone else. Unfortunately. I'm like, yeah, I get it. I'm unfortunate. So, fucking just someone hire me so I can dig myself out of this stupid butt rut. This stupid gut rut. Stupid. You know? And then I will. I mean, if people just went to my GoFundMe, go to GoFundMe.com, look up House the Unhoused, and my GoFundMe should pop right up. Alternatively, if you'd like to just donate to me and my cause of staying alive and spreading joy and entertainment to the world, well, you could Venmo me at Doug-Culp, C-U-L-P. If you're listening to this, you already know that. Cash App, cash symbol, Doug's Nugs, D-O-U-G-S, N-U-G-S. And then www.paypal.me/Dougathan. Dougathan. I think that's it. This has been You, Me, and Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp. And think of a title later. All right, later.